This 1841 building was built in the style of an Athenian temple to serve as the front office of the local farmers market. In addition to small office space, it was used as a public hall where social functions and meetings were held prior to the American Civil War. After the declaration of war in 1861, young men from around the area came back to this building to sign up to defend the South. It was here they were given their weapons and orders. In 1899, the city used donations from Confederate veterans, among them being the mayor and city councilman of Charleston, to establish the Confederate Museum. Today it is run by the Daughters of the Confederacy. As many of the items were donations from locals who served in the Confederate Army, you'll find uniforms, weaponry, and personal items. If you're interested in visiting the museum, admission is included for free on the Charleston Tour Pass, which we review and explain on this link. Other sites on this tour include the Old Slave Mart and the Old Exchange Building, which are also included on the pass. Head south on Meeting Street. With the market hall behind you, turn left. To the first stop, you'll see a small plaque on the side of 126 Meeting Street in two blocks, labeled Ordinance of Secession.